It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hey, gang, welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. I'm joined by my favorite two co-hosts in North America. We got AJ in the cut.
Hey.
What's up, AJ?
Hey, you are. I tell you what, we've got a nice Friday, maybe not so good weather the rest of the weekend, so let's enjoy what we got today. Because I certainly enjoyed Ray. I'm not telling you, nobody like Ray Charles.
That's right. He brings make grown men cry. That's in the studio.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me. We have Doug Wilder in the cut, as usual.
Hey, happy Friday the 13th.
Yes, yes.
It's a lucky day, yes, lucky day.
Okay, you better play that. Maybe the lotto. You know, what do you think?
Right.
It's going to work for me.
Right. So we have some housekeeping to do. Rest in our condolences to Bobby Bowden. I didn't like FSU. You know, I'm a Florida Gator person.
Okay.
But, you know.
But I think that he was well-respected, no matter what team.
Absolutely.
I mean, with his legendary career, you couldn't help.
Right.
And so all the stories we've heard, and I never got to meet him in person, but a lot of the broadcast people in Jacksonville have met him at one point or another, and they were always complimentary. He remembered names. Mm-hmm. Some people would meet him like years later, and he pick up the name. He's one of those guys that could do that.
Like Doug Wilder.
Yeah. I used to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Bowden, great character.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And great coach.
Made me sweat every time he came.
Well, great competitor, right?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Also, we have a birthday shout out. My mother-in-law, Harriet White, turned 26 today. I don't know how she turned 26, and my wife isn't. I don't know how they did that, but that's them. And also, grandmother had a little health scare this week. The blood pressure was high, but with prayer and medicine, she's good.
Good.
So Levon Groover is good. The macaroni and cheese is still on for Sunday. Come around, come by.
That deserves some applause.
Yes, yes.
You've got a large family.
Yeah, she scared me. She kind of scared me.
Wow. Well, yeah. I hope everybody's healthy and stays that way.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, so let's dive into the show. Last week, we were talking about America in the... I'm on the wrong show. Hold on one second. We're going to do this one. My bad. Okay,
America, here we go. America the Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so on today's show, we will continue to reflect upon how I decided not to do that show today. That was the show that was supposed to be, but I changed it. Okay, on today's show, we will continue to reflect upon how our nation has changed since the pandemic. Some ways we're better, and some ways we've become worse. I watched this movie. I was telling Doug about it. It was on Stars. And on that movie, they were showing, it was over in Africa, they were showing this group of people. They were like Doctors Without Borders went over there, and they were at a camp. And they were like what do you call those hospitals?
Tribe?
Yeah, hospitals you build out of.
Yeah, some kind of a mission.
Yeah, missions, those missions. So basically, the U.S. Marines came in and had to save them because the butchering that was going on, I mean, it was terrible. And this, it doesn't only happen in Africa. 17 members of Congress in Mexico were assassinated, you know, in the beginning of this year. You know, what goes on in the Baltic. So my thing is this, we got to learn how to put stuff into perspective. You may not like your politician. You may think the politician is whether it's Trump or Biden or whoever, they're not literally coming to your door shooting you in the head. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that goes on over there. So you see, and also a lot of these civil rights activists, if you listen to them, you would think it was Nazi Germany, the way they talk about the country. And I always say you might want to put things into perspective, you know, and appreciate what you have.
Yes, life can be brutal and short without the right kind of government.
Right, right. And I was just thinking, you know, before this country was set up, the whole entire world was barbaric. You know, we talk about slavery. Slavery happened everywhere. Women were raped like it was nothing. I mean, when people conquered a city, they raped the women and killed the children and slaughtered the men. So we need to kind of just put stuff into perspective. This is not 1776. Life has gotten better in 2021. I mean, we got a pandemic. We're trying to work on that. We're working on it. But, I mean, all this anti-Americanism, you know, you can disagree with a family member, but you don't supposed to talk the family in the ground. You're supposed to try to, as we always say, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, we're supposed to do our part to make the country better. Sitting on the sideline, complaining and yapping and dissing the flag, I'm not cool with that.
That seems to be kind of a younger thing, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, right.
But then again, you know, they've been brought up with some misinformation from their own school systems.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate to say that because I don't think a lot of us were aware of what our children were being taught in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, and the crazy part about it, too, in my school, we learned that it was this way, but it was moving towards light. You know, it was darkness in the past, but you're getting better.
Just wanted it reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Right.
But then again, social studies turned a little different, a little more political.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that today on the show.
Good.
So, you're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour. You can be a part of the conversation just like Marty's on the line, so he'll be here hopefully soon. But the Brandon Groover News Hour continues with co-host Doug Wilder. And the number to call if you want to be in the conversation is 904 904- 831-0600. Stand by. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at Frito-LayEmployment.com. That's Frito-LayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, welcome back, gang. Welcome back. So, you know, last week we did like 400 years of history in like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, just to recap, we talked about, we all know that, like I said, the whole world was barbaric. Even in the Bible talked about slavery. So if you're going to ban the flag, you got to ban the cross. I mean, that's just the way the world was. And, you know, the more you learn, because the thing about it, I noticed this. People tend to be racist when they're isolated. But when you get to know people, you get to realize, you know, they're just like me. You know, you may have different, if you think that all people who look like you are good or all people who look the other way are bad, you are a very shallow person. You know, if you look at the statistics, 89% of white people who die of homicides are murdered by white people. 93% of black folk who get killed by people are killed by black people. So this rhetoric that we have to be at each other's throat, it doesn't pan out. When you look at the numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So, like I said on the show, race is a social construct. If you are a Christian person, the good book tells us that from one blood drop, God created all of humanity from one blood drop. That's not me. That is Paul in Romans. But we're not going to church. Y'all not paying me. No, actually, it's in Romans and it's in Acts 17, to be precise. But like I said, we got two callers in the queue. So, Marty's been MIA, so I'm curious to know where Marty's been. What's up, Marty?
Hey, it's a pleasure. I'm sorry I missed your program. Last week at this time, I was somewhere in North Carolina in the mountains in a rainstorm, and I couldn't get reception to call your program. But my wife, I had delegated my wife, who's a loyal fan, mm-hmm. and she said you had an excellent show, and I'm sorry I missed it.
What's her name, Marty?
Morag, M-O-R-A-G,
okay.
And that's a Scottish name, and it's Gaelic for Sarah.
Okay, well, hopefully we can meet her one day when you come to the studio.
I'd love to do it. So I'm listening to what you say, and everybody should be taking notes. I really love your show. I want to say something. Two ways that people have gone wrong,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people in this country. Franklin D. Roosevelt said there was nothing to fear but fear itself.
Yep.
And I believe that. My wife and I have gotten our vaccines, and I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to wear masks. We wear masks. I don't feel that it's too much of a like burden to put on a mask. And I feel kind of comfortable with, we got the Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. And then another thing where people have gone wrong, especially today in the big cities, John F. Kennedy said, don't ask what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, he was a Democrat. Today, if he was alive, he would have been a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that people have to listen to these two people, what they said. And the thing is, people have gone wrong because a lot of people are looking for stuff. What they're looking, they're bringing on a socialist government that we don't want as far as asking what the country can do for us. The country gives people an opportunity. It's like giving an artist a canvas and saying it's up to you as far as what kind of a masterpiece or a flop you put on that canvas. You know, and somebody yep. can't say, look at Picasso. When you look at his abstract, to me it looks like scribble. Ishkabibble, as we used to say when we were kids. Yet that his paintings are worth millions of dollars, you know?
Yep.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But anyway, people have to go by these things. I also find that if people go by the ancient and the biblical proverbs, as far as this is a good one, beware of ancients, beware of Greeks bearing gifts. You ever hear of that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, and that's to talk about socialism. If you look at countries like Cuba and Venezuela, probably the people, the tyrants who took over said, I'll give you something for nothing. Just support me. Beware of Greeks bearing gifts. Now somebody's going to call up and say, what do I have against Greeks, all right?
Yep.
Okay. And also there's another one called Still Water Runs Deep.
I like
so
that.
So I would like for your people who listen to this show, and by right now you probably have millions of people listening because it's an excellent show. Are you syndicated yet?
Not yet.
But you will be. To just listen to this show and take notes. And I'm happy I was able to call up today and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Marty.
God bless America
you.
And your show.
Thank you. God bless you, too. So just to chime in on what Marty said, what I look at, I always say, if you are a leader, or you call yourself a leader, and all you, let me break it down another way. If you go to the doctor and your foot's swollen, you don't want the doctor to say, your foot's swollen. If you are a good doctor, you're going to tell me how to change my diet, you know, how to change my prescriptions to change, how I can better myself. If you have leaders who only point out problems, that's not a leader, that's an instigator. That's a scapegoater. That's a person who's not really qualified to lead. Because if it's like a thermostat and a thermometer. The thermometer tells you the temperature. The thermostat adjusts the temperature. So when we elect you to public office, if you want to be an activist, don't just tell me what's wrong with the country. Tell me how we're going to fix it. Because it's nothing. That's why we have amendments and we have Congress that pass laws and change laws. Nobody said that America came down pure from God perfect. We're trying to make it more perfect. So when our values rise, then our laws should improve. And that's how change happens in the country, within the Congress, not on the street burning stuff and looting. That's not how you get stuff done. So if a person is, the book says, beware of wolves that come to you in sheep clothing. But we'll go to George.
Hello. Thanks for your comments. I just wanted to say something, a comment of something that you mentioned, which is that, we got to put things in perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm surprised when I tell people that, well, I'll ask some young people, what percentage of slaves do you think came to this country, mm-hmm. you know, back when slavery was being traded?
Small amount.
And there's this, they don't believe me that it's 3-5%.
Yep.
95%+ of the slaves came out of Africa, went all over the world.
Yep.
And they're shocked. They don't believe it. I said, go look it up. So that's one point. And the other one is that what you just said, the lack of leadership. We have so many politicians, they want to tap into any kind of thing that will bring them power, whether it's promoting racism or promoting lack of diversity or promoting lack of equality. You know, Milton Friedman famously said that yep. there is an inverse relationship between freedom and equality. Mm-hmm. You are free to be unequal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear that from any politicians, which would be the sign of a good leader. No, we have politicians who are advocating victimhood that they think institutes fear, which gets them votes. And unfortunately, yep. that's kind of where we're stuck right now. And lastly, I heard Ben Carson say one time, he said, you know, I'm going to say things that you may not agree with. He said, and you may be offended. He said, but I have some advice for you. Don't be offended. He said, let's talk about it. We can disagree, but let's talk about it. But your being offended doesn't give you some kind of right over me.
Right.
And more than my being offended gives me some kind of right over you.
Right.
He said, let's disagree and talk about it.
And thank you for your show.
Thank
you, George. I agree. So just to recap, George is correct. Less than, I believe, 600,000 slaves came to America to create the 50 million African Americans who are here today. So that's true. So the vast majority of the slaves went to South America and the Middle East. You don't see a lot of black folk in the Middle East because they were castrated, and you can't reproduce without all your parts. What else did you got any other notes, Doug?
And he talked about Ben Carson.
Right.
And Yeah, so wise words from Ben Carson and George.
Yep.
Just get over it.
That's right. And the thing is, that's how, look, the way you, this is how I do, right? You and I, we've been talking years about politics. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason I'm good at what I do is because when you come with an argument on one side, I listen to you and I go back in the lab and make it stronger and I beat you.
I think I want a few milkshakes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you beat me on a couple of elections lately. But that's the thing. It's supposed to be a sport. You know, it shouldn't be winner take all. At the end of the day, you know, you're not going to have people who see things. You husband and wives, you're going to always see things different. Women are from Venus and men are from Antarctica. You know, I gave the women a better planet. But my point is, you know, if you can't have a conversation without wanting to silence people, that shows that you are a very shallow individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like I said, people have different views based on religion, upbringing, culture, or whatever. But I've never been with this cancel culture stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I argue down, but I don't have to cancel you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your argument and convert you with your own argument. But anyways, yeah. So we have a commercial coming up, so I'm not going to go too deep, but let's move on a little bit here. So yeah, so we, like I said, you got, people have to put this stuff into context. And last week, like I said, we talked about the first, I guess, People Lives Matter movement. It was a biracial movement before it was the Bacon's Rebellion. When you had indentured servitude of both blacks and whites together, and pretty much the powers that be pitted the races against each other. And that's when they created. There was, before that time, there was no such thing. There was never anything called a white race or a black race. Race is a social construct to control people and to get them to vote against their own interests. You want an example? If only one out of five whites in the South owned slaves, why would you be for slavery if you are an unemployed white person? Because if they had slavery, they don't have to pay you. So that just shows you the power of manipulation. And this is, and I see the same thing in 2020. The Democrats are running the same game in the inner city. You know, President Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. As if you are African American, you have to vote a certain way. And I've never heard a politician tell a Jew that. A Latina that. I've never heard a politician tell a person, if you don't vote for me, you're not who you are. So, and the thing about it, he got away with saying that.
Mm-hmm.
He knew something I didn't know. So, anyway, so my point is, you know, people tend to, you know, if you get on the red team or the blue team based on the way you look, that's how you get played. The governor of Georgia, and I can't use the word on the air, but the governor of Georgia once said he had two policies, the N-word and Rhodes. In other words, he would be he's harsh on the N-word, on the N's, and he would do Rhodes. And that's all he had. That was his whole claim to fame.
You saying Rhodes?
Rhodes. R-O-A-D-S. Rhodes.
Oh, Rhodes.
Streets.
Rhodes.
And,
hard on the roads.
Yeah,
yes.
Hard on the roads and hard on the Negroes. And that's, and this guy got elected like 20 times on two. And you know how shallow of a policy that has to be? You
what
know,
a platform.
Right. Two pointers. So my point is, you know, like I said, all this stuff about, it, to me, race is overrated. To me.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
That's right.
Like I said, that's just something people do. You know, Adolf Hitler had a failed platform. You know, Hail Hitler was all he could say, and, you know, death to the Jews. And that's all he stood for. And the guy, he had nothing else.
That's right. Very shallow.
Right, very shallow. And see what that got him. And you know, the funny thing about it, he, when he went after the Jews, he sent the Jews to America, and they gave us the atom bomb. So how dumb is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Idiot.
Funny.
Yep.
Well, keep that in mind as you rise to power.
Ooh. Ooh, sounds like there's an agenda.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to vote for me. I'm not preaching enough hatred.
Well, you never know. They voted for Biden.
That's true.
Hey, that went.
Ouch.
Moving right along. You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour. And, of course, we've got Brandon Groover here, Doug Wilder, and more. And your conversation, too, 904-831-0600. That's the number to the Brandon Groover News Hour on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hi, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. New York's top Democrat in the Assembly said Friday that his chamber will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo once he steps down. Cuomo announced his upcoming resignation on Tuesday, days after he faced increasing pressure to resign or face ouster by the Democratic-controlled legislature. The state attorney general last week released an independent investigation that found Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 women. Cuomo is scheduled to step down the week after next. Speaker Carl Heastie said the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it can't impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P advanced 7, crude oil down to 65 cents to $68.44 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Tropical storm watch is in effect for parts of the state as Fred approaches. The tropical depression is expected to regain strength as it moves towards Key West. Forecasters say it could be a tropical storm by the time it reaches Florida. Parents, students, and teachers gathering in Jacksonville to protest the mask mandate issued by the Diocese of St. Augustine. The mask mandate was approved by the bishop for all Catholic schools of the diocese, according to a letter that was sent to parents, which includes 37 different Catholic schools that extend from the First Coast as far as Gainesville. 28-year-old Dawn Browning is charged with murder after she shot a man to death in the parking lot of a Popeyes located on Dunn Avenue back in late June. JSO says Browning pulled into the parking lot where the man was walking and shot him in the torso. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Police believe the two knew each other. And the funeral for legendary ex-Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden set for tomorrow in Tallahassee. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 northbound at Butler Boulevard, blocking the left lane. Also, there's an accident on I-95 southbound before the 295 Beltway, and there's a multi-vehicle accident I-10 westbound at McDuff Avenue. Partly cloudy tonight, low 74. Saturday will start the weekend mostly cloudy with scattered showers, high 89.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you're considering a water system for your home or business, be sure you only work with licensed companies. A normal business license doesn't require any testing or experience. Licensed water companies have to go through educational classes and pass tests. We are licensed, insured, and have 30 years of serving Jacksonville. Affordable Water, 262-0197. Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Visit us online at affordablewaterjacks.com.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, before we dive back in, we were giving examples on how, like, the government, you know, how the government uses division. I'm tripping out, right, that we just passed this $1 trillion infrastructure bill. And now, let's just talk hypothetically. I'm the Democrat in the room. Now, President Biden just rolled an 8 million African-American wave into the White House. And I'm sitting here in Jacksonville looking at the TV screen ahead of me, showing that there are apartment complexes that are dilapidated. So you would think some of that trillions of dollars would go to help those people. just something to, you know, just, that's crazy. And another thing I was going to say before I take Darren, see, my mother, when we were coming up, we were never taught to hate people and to be jealous of people. If a person was wealthy and you want what they have, go do what they did to get it.
Right.
You know, all this, take your stuff and tax you to death. I don't know where that stuff come from.
Yeah, where did you grow up?
I grew up on the east. Well, I was plural. See, we always stayed in the burbs, but we would always go to my grandmother's house during the, you know, on the weekend. So I was balanced. Mm-hmm. You know, my mother, we stayed all, like, the Arlington area.
Yeah.
But all my friends were in the urban area. That's why I pushed back on a lot of, you know, lies and misconceptions about people in the ghetto being lazy, because I was there. If you go in the ghetto in the daytime, the parking lots are empty because the people are working, you know, low income jobs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just try to come in and try to say, hey, I grew up in a majority white neighborhood, so guess what? White people aren't bad. But I grew up on a majority urban area, so I know black people aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, what I see on TV is just, you know, just like a movie. It's not real.
Someday I'd like to hear your story about how you got out of the projects and started a business, grew a business into something very successful.
Yep. I didn't have to play football. I didn't have to sell drugs. Boy. But we'll talk about that one day.
Okay, good.
We'll talk about that one day. So we're going to hop on to do anything else.
It's good.
Okay, so Darren, jump in, my man. Today's the side.
Yeah, with the conversation you're talking about of the vision and all, I think we give government too much place in our life. You know, it's not supposed to run our life. We live in a republic. It's supposed to be a republic, a nation run by laws. And we're also supposed to be the United States, not just America. We are the United States, meaning every state is individual of its own right. And the federal level has taken too much place in the lives of American citizens. Instead, we need to start focusing on our state rights, and not only our state rights, but our individual rights being in our individual responsibilities, too. It's not the state's responsibility to tell me to wear a mask. It's my responsibility to want to get the facts, know the facts, and wear my mask, knowing that it's not about protecting just me, it's also about protecting others from me, you know, because the mask is not a one-sided thing. It's not meant to protect me from getting the COVID virus. It's also meant to protect others from me spreading the virus to them if I happen to have it. And I don't think that's a clear message in our society, in this whole conversation with the mask mandates. I respect what DeSantis is doing with regards to this ban on mask mandates and everything. I think he needs to be a little more understanding of how that's coming across.
Right, I agree.
You know, he's not telling people you can't wear masks.
Right.
He's telling people it's your responsibility to know that you should be wearing a mask, but it's up to you to wear a mask.
Right.
It's not up to the government, or it's not up to the state or anybody else to tell you to wear your mask.
I agree.
And I'm waiting for, with this vaccine conversation, I'm waiting for a sleeve with a patch. And everybody has to wear their patches on their arm with regards to whether they're vaccine or no vaccine. You know, so I guess we'll have patches of syringes and no syringe on our arms pretty soon to identify who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. Because, that's not the government's responsibility. It's our responsibility to learn for ourselves and to understand how to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, but I agree.
Going back to your analogy of the doctor, as much as it's the doctor's responsibility to tell us what's wrong when there's something wrong, it's also our responsibility to take care of ourselves to prevent that foot from swelling in the first place, or the leg swelling.
Yep.
You know, learning how to eat right, how to exercise, and all that. You know, we're putting too much emphasis on people nanny government instead of telling ourselves, hey, we are individuals. We can think for ourselves. We don't need anybody to tell us how to live our lives. We can live our lives for ourselves.
Yep.
With respect to each other too.
Gotcha.
And with regards to society also, last thing I promise, you know, society as a whole is a man-made construct.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something God designed, because if you look at it, the first society that tried to come into place, he split apart, mm-hmm. the Tower of Babel.
Right.
You know, he was the one that said, no, this isn't going to work out. And then when the people of Israel finally asked for a king, and Samuel was like, hey, it's, you know, upset with the people of Israel for asking for a king, mm-hmm. God came to Samuel and said, hey, it's not you that they rejected, it's me.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, God doesn't give us a society, hasn't given us America. The American people have created this society, and it is not a God-given thing. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution reads, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
The Declaration.
Life and liberty,
yeah.
I agree. Yeah, Declaration, sorry. Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the whole notion of life and liberty, but the pursuit of happiness is not something given to us by our Creator. He wants us to learn to be happy with whatever situation we're in a given moment. Happiness is momentary and situational. It's not a real place in our mental capacity. It's what makes me happy at the moment won't make me happy in 10 minutes.
But if you know something, Darren, and we got to get the next person. But if you look at that phrase, when Thomas Jefferson put that in, it was really pursuit of property. If you look at John Locke's law. So,
yeah.
So it was really it's supposed to be set up on the premises of life, freedom, and the ability to be who you want to be. You know, and that's the natural state of human beings. You know that you know
who the first voter who was supposed to be the only voters in America originally, right?
Mm-hmm. The aristocracy.
Property owners.
Yeah, the aristocracy. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and you know, maybe to some level we may need to get back to that, because if you're not a property owner, you're not invested in this nation. You're not here for any other thing but to just be here at the moment. But instead, I just feel like we're getting too wrapped up in the government affairs instead of our own individual responsibility and taking care of ourselves and learning to understand the facts are out there.
But you know something, Darren, I spin it this way. You know, I got to spin that one now. I got to spin that one. I can't say what you say. but I think what they did back in the day, they expanded the democracy owning population pretty much the reason we didn't go socialist, because people were given a stake in society. So if you give people a piece of ownership and they own something, you won't burn down what you own. So I think let's frame it. We can frame it that way. Let's get people to become independent, and then they can have ownership and a stake in society. And guess what? If you have some stake in the society, you definitely don't want to see it burn. Because you got to pay that bill.
And we don't need the elitists on both sides, Republican or Democrat. We need to get rid of this two-party system.
I agree.
Because the two-party system is all agenda-driven, is all just agenda-driven politics.
Yep, I agree.
Because both sides have their own agenda, and it's not for the people.
Well, George Washington said that. He said we shouldn't have any political parties. But, Darren, I gotta hit a commercial break. Pepsi wants a shout-out. But thank you,
no
my
problem.
Man. Thank you. Thank you. That, right, you brought some good points. Thank you. Like I said, it's a free speech zone. You know, I got you. But good points, Darren.
Yes.
You got anything else before we split?
I loved it. I loved the concept that the nanny government, as Darren said, has too much influence.
We're
going to
talk about that on the back end,
okay,
on the
good.
Last 15 minutes.
Good.
Okay, thank you, Darren. We're going to pivot that way.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership democracy. That's where we're going next.
All right. While you're pivoting, we're going to be doing some PepsiCo and Frito-Lay stuff here. That's right. Part of the show brought to you by Pepsi and Frito-Lay. It's the Brandon Groover News Hour with co-host Doug Wilder right here. 904-831-0600. That's your studio line at WBOB. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, we're back on the air. You know, Darren made some good points.
He did.
So, I'm a politician, so I can only say so much. Gag orders. But do you know when Darren mentioned about the original aristocrats were the only ones who could vote. Did you know that the civil rights bills that Dr. King passed is the reason that poor whites can vote? Prior to the civil rights movement, check it out. Only wealthy men, because they had poll taxes, so you had to have money to vote. Mm-hmm. So all across Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, the media flips it as if Dr. King was just this black liberator. He was also liberating poor whites who couldn't vote. And after the civil rights movement, he was shot because he was trying to do a poor people's campaign to unify blacks and whites.
So when you say aristocrats were the only ones who could vote.
The property elite.
Okay, so you mean property owners.
Yeah, the planters, mm-hmm. The planters and the industries, the big wigs up in, you know, the north, the manufacturers.
So somebody who owned a shop like, let's say, Paul Revere.
He had to own it.
Silversmith. So he...
If he owned it. If he owned the silversmith.
I see.
You had to own something. If you didn't own something, you couldn't vote.
So when did that go away?
It went away with the civil rights bills.
Okay.
That late in history?
Yep, in the 60s.
Really?
Yep.
So so if you're a renter, like Darren was pointing out, you mm-hmm. shouldn't be necessarily allowed to vote. I mean, you're still putting that money into an owner's pocket.
Yep.
So in a sense, I mean, you know, I think we're at a better place than a lot of people think we are in theory.
I agree that we're in a better place, but I do see, like, I try to look.
But
I,
you think that's a valid thing that I, only owners?
No. I can't say that. We're gonna lose our ratings. I can't say that. But what I'm saying is.
Well, I thought most of our listeners were owners.
But I'm just saying, you know, we got 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds that are out there. But this is a true point. The George Washington and James Madison were not evil people because they didn't want non-property owners to vote. They feared that outside manipulation from foreign countries could manipulate people who are uneducated. Mm-hmm. And let's just give some examples in
well,
our
that's
own
still
time.
Going on apparently.
Exactly. Remember when Trump did that photo op at the church with that Bible?
Right.
And the whole media craze across the country was that he, and you can look this up, in Lafayette Square, the Biden administration cleared Trump and said that when they cleared that crowd, that was already, that order to for the park police to disperse that crowd was already given. But the media used that to manipulate the people to say, hey, he's unhinged. Remember President Trump mm-hmm. was saying that he called the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, because it came from China. And then you had networks who were swearing that it came from bats. And Trump's like, no, I have Secret Service clearances. You know, we're spying on them. We know where that virus came from. But the media flipped that thing to say that he was being racist when he was really telling the truth. So that's an example of how people can be manipulated. So that's why the founding fathers had that rule in there, because they wanted people who were educated. Because when you're in a democracy, you know, everybody has a vote. It's like being on a ship. They didn't want people who didn't know where they were going driving. Because if you crash, we're all dead. but I get it. I don't see we need to go back to it. Mm-hmm. But I just try to put things in perspective. Just like if you look at the three-fifth clause, A lot of people thought that the three-fifth clause meant that African Americans were only three-fifths of a person. That's not true. That was a compromise. The North said that the South shouldn't count any of its slaves. And the South was like, we're going to count all of our slaves in the census. And the North's like, you cannot count all those slaves. Those people can't vote, and you treat them as property. So the compromise was you can only count three-fifths of the slaves in the census, because that is what determines how many House seats you get. Smart people who are anti-American people, had they not did the three-fifth clause, the South would have had more votes than the North. Slavery would have continued. They did the three-fifth clause to kind of block the South in to end slavery, to transition it out. In the Constitution, I think it's in your Constitution, Doug, I think in 1807, they put a law in the books that said no more importing of slaves after 1807. Why? Because they were trying to, you know, to kill off slavery. They couldn't do it in one draw, but they put little poison pills in there to kind of make slavery die out. And then the South, like I said, we talked about it last week, the best thing the South did was when they left the Union. Because when they left the Union, guess what? You had 100% Republicans in Congress. Now what you can do? You can amend the Constitution. You can pass the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, banning slavery, giving African Americans civil rights and the right to vote. That would not have happened had we not had a Confederacy. If the South would have stayed in the Union, you would never have been able to abolish slavery constitutionally. Because the Southerners were all out. So when they're out, when the cat's away, the mice play.
Yes. And unfortunately, they added those extra provisions in there that said that you couldn't compensate anybody who lost.
That's the problem.
Because of the Civil War.
That's the problem. Yeah. In the 14th Amendment, the 13th Amendment that freed slaves put a provision in there that said we could have legal slavery if it was cases of like criminals. So that's how we got the criminal justice system and all this stuff started. It was a backdoor way to kind of re-enslave people. And that's something we need to address. And President Trump, President Trump, passed that bill of that First Step Act, but he was painting the white supremacists. But I don't understand that. The guy passed the bill to, repeal some of that stuff. But we got Lisa on the line. Jump in, Lisa.
Hey there. How you doing? Really appreciate your historical perspective on things.
Thank you.
It's always fascinating to hear. Could you share a little bit about how you learned these things and maybe what kinds of books you might recommend?
You know something? What I used to do when I was in school, that the textbooks, I would always read ahead, right? So, and then we also took, I took AP American History in high school. I took AP European in high school as well. So, I've always liked history, because if you don't know your history, people can bamboozle you. What else were you going to say, Lisa?
That's absolutely truth, and it gives perspective on, what the actual precedences were versus what people are just saying, which is a different matter.
Right. And I would advise everybody to read the Federalist Papers. The Federalist Papers was written by James Madison, John Hamilton, and John Jay. And it was like 79 news articles, and they were given the justifications on why we had a Constitution and what we were trying to prevent. So if you read those Federalist Papers, it'll give you a backdrop to what was in their mind when they did the things that they do, and you'll be like, now I see why they did that.
How old were you when you read the Federalist Papers?
They forced us to read it in eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
Yep.
Wow.
I just loved hearing what you had to say this evening about Dr. Martin Luther King and how he was elevating not just black people, which of course is important.
Yep.
But also the people who were disenfranchised because of their economic powerlessness.
Yep, exactly. Because Dr. King knew that Jim Crow was, think about this. Let's ask ourselves, why did those white people not come to the aid of black folk being lynched? Because if they did, they would be lynched too. So it was terror. It wasn't just a terror to be black in the South. It was a terror to be white too. Because white folk were those civil rights workers that were found in Mississippi. They were trying to register votes. They got killed for that. So we have to just tell history how it went, and we can't try to use it to spin a narrative like a lot of folks try to do.
I appreciate your telling it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for tuning in. You got anything up before we go out with a bang?
I think bang is good.
All right. All right. You got anything, AJ?
Hey, I'm just enjoying this. You've had some great calls today.
Yep, yep. And I love our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We are the best listeners and the best participators this side of the Mississippi.
That's right.
Because you're bringing up some real issues. You're well-read. Yep. And, you know, like Lisa calling in, she was not wanting to challenge your sources.
Right,
she wanted to know
where I got them
so
from.
She could find out some more herself.
Right,
because
you're
you know, activating brain cells.
Right.
That's my viewpoint anyway.
Right.
So if you had a young child that was in eighth grade, what would you recommend? The Federalist Papers?
Read the Federalist Papers.
What else?
Read the Federalist Papers. Read the Constitution.
Sure.
And read the Articles of Confederation. You know, you read those, and then you will know, you know, what the law, because a lot of people don't even know the law. Like, even the impeachment that happened with Trump the second time, that was unconstitutional. The Constitution says that you cannot impeach a president unless he's sitting, and it has to be presided by the Supreme Court. Fell flat twice on that.
Yes.
So this is like a lot of crazy stuff they do. I'm like, it's not lawful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to the mask mandates. If you are a parent who are concerned about your child, if you buy a N95 mask and put your child on an N95 mask, I don't care if 1,000 kids in that school don't have on a mask, your child will be safe. And get your COVID vaccine. So guess what? If you're vaccinated, if your kid has on a mask, you're good. Worry about your own house. You see what I'm saying? People want, it's too much of this wanting to control what my neighbor do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your neighbor don't want to wear a mask, that's them. If they get COVID, they would pay for the price of their decision. But and another thing too, DeSantis never said you can't wear a mask. He's just saying it's not the role for government to force kids to wear a mask, because your kids are your kids. When, you know, you go back into with sex ed, they taught in the, if we teach sex ed, that sex would drop. And it went up.
Because
if a kid wasn't thinking about having it, you're like, that's what these parts are for. So I'm just saying. So they promised that if we did sex ed, that venereal diseases would drop. Everything went the wrong way. So this is why people don't trust government touching their kids. It's not that they don't want to wear masks. They just don't want the government telling them what they have to do.
Well, I guess there's always a resistance being told what to do.
Right, right.
You know?
That's right. And that's...
But it would be interesting to see... If everybody had gotten vaccinated,
yeah, I agree.
Where we would be today without maybe this wave that we're getting, because we don't want to necessarily be going through another whole year of this or 2 years of this or maybe forever this point.
But that's why I said that they should have, if President Trump would not have been impeached, you could have had President Trump and Joe Biden together saying, wear masks, get the vax. Normally when you have a crisis in the country, the previous presidents worked together. Clinton Bush, Obama Bush. That's why it's not working, because the Republicans don't trust Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could bring Trump out of the wilderness and stop trying to impeach and indict the man, maybe he can help us get some vaccines and some Republican arms. That's my theory.
It's a great theory.
So that's just my little nugget. But you know, when I was telling people, you know, the guy, don't impeach him, it's not going to work. Oh, you're soft. You know, I had enough common sense to know that if he's not at the table, the Republicans aren't going to be at the table. So that's just my theory.
Yeah.
Free Trump.
Let's all get at the same table. Let's get at the same table, right?
Yep, that's right.
Put everybody together in this country.
You have to unite during a crisis. That's the only way it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend, guys.